Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. That is a happy day. That was a happy day, and it is still a happy day in our life that our sins have been washed 2,000 years plus away ago now, and we are blessed in the blood of Jesus. We have the grace of God upon us, so we are blessed. This is Daughter of Zion World Ministries, and I am Rose Nabia bringing you the Word of God this evening. It has been 2 weeks away from now since we last preached on air, and today our sermon is entitled, The Tied Donkey Untied. The Tied Donkey Untied. This is what Jesus wants us to tell you, that whatever situation is in that is in your life that looks tied, He is ready. He has sent His angels. He has come on earth. He came that He will untie your problem. He will untie every situation in your life. And that is the word that we are bringing you tonight. And before then, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the life of my listeners and the life of this ministry, O God. May your grace continue to be sufficient to God over my life and this ministry and foundation. That you, your hand, shall be the light over this ministry. And all I shall see that you are doing something new in your people's life. Let every ear and every heart that will receive this word take it and do it. Let there be enlightenment in their heart that they will know that you are the only God who can change situations. You say you need all tied problems so that you will untie them. Everyone who has a situation that looks like tied, Father, tonight, by the end of this sermon, let there be a release of people's destiny, O God, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of you listening to this radio station, Block Talk Radio, and this Daughter of Zion World Ministry. I plead the blood of Jesus over your life, that may the Holy Ghost and the last and the hand of God be upon you mightily, that you shall do well and exceed. For He is the only able God in your life. I plead the blood and the grace and the favor over your life. May every word of my mouth be acceptable to you, Lord Jesus, and the meditations of my heart, O God. I thank you for listening. Join us as we come back with this music. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. You are glorious. The birds are worshiping you and they are singing hallelujah unto your name. The angels are worshiping you. Everyone says, yes, you are Lord. Indeed, there is none besides you, King of glory. You are our Father in heaven, and you are the only one who holds our life and can bless us. Today, as we said earlier before we went, our sermon is entitled, The Tied Donkey Untied. The tied donkey is untied. That is the word of God coming to you. And when we say the tied donkey, as Jesus told his disciples to go and untie him so he can use the donkey, which no one ever sat on it, represents a tied destiny. If in that is the revelation that I had about this tied donkey. A tied donkey represents someone whose life, whose progress, who is a standstill, who the enemy has tied. There are a lot of people whose destiny has been was tied. Or I used to be one of them, but God being so good, he has untied me and I'm released, freed by the blood of Jesus. I don't know about you, but if you are one of the tied donkeys today, Jesus is saying that he needs you. He wants to ride on you. And before we go ahead, we have a word from Luke chapter 19, verses 29, and I'm going to read through 31. When he approached Bethphage and Bethany, near the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, go into the village ahead of you. There, as you enter, you will find a colt tied on which no one yet has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, why are you tying it? You shall say, the Lord has need of it. The question, he said that if anyone asks you why you are tying the donkey, tell them that Jesus, your Lord, is in need of this donkey. So tonight, our word from the Lord is saying that if you are a tied donkey, if you have any situation that looks so tied, tied up, wrinkled up, tied and locked with the enemy thing, he's finished you. You are not finished yet. Your situation is not finished yet. Jesus wants you, and he's sending, he stretches hand. He's waiting for you to just say, yes, Lord, I am ready. Untie me so you can use me. The untied donkey, according to Luke 19:29-31, as we read, this is what I understand through the Spirit of God, that it represents a tied destiny. And a lot of people have so many problems that represents the tied donkey. A tied donkey in that village, no one saw any need for this donkey. No one sees the importance of you. No one recognizes you. But today, Jesus is saying that he is going to elevate you. Every situation that looks untied What is it that is in your life that is so tied up? Jesus is sending his mighty angels on your behalf. I declare every problem or situation that looks like tied up in your life, be untied in the name of Jesus, because this is the word of God. He stretched forth his hand and he says, daughter or son, I want to untie you. Are you ready? You need to give an answer to Jesus. If you say yes, then your problems will be untied. And how do you say yes? You say yes by taking the word of God, by submitting to the word of God, by submitting yourself to this Jesus who is the only one. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. He is the mighty one. He is the only one who can release your destiny. Most of our lives have been tied up. It used to be tied up. Marriage is tied up. Finances tied up. Sickness tying you up. A lot of situation upon our children, upon women, torture. These are all representing the tie donkey. The tie donkey means a lot. As I had this revelation, it means something bigger than what is written here. It represents something that is tied up. Your destiny being tied up. We have so much potentials in people out there. They can do great things, but even their own family don't recognize them. People around them discourage you. They say you are nothing. You can't do it. Who are you? You are not smart. You are dumb. You are this or that. They give you names. But the Lord is saying that he is ready to untie you. That before every eye, they will see that, yes, you have been untied. You are going to walk on the red carpet. And when we read further, and the word says from Luke chapter 19:31, I'm reading down to the end. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? You shall say, the Lord has need of it. So those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, why are you untying the colt? They said, the Lord has need of it. They brought it to Jesus, and they threw their coats on the colt and put Jesus on it. As he was going, they were spreading their coats on the road. As soon as he was approaching near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles which they had seen, shouting, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory to the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, teacher, rebuke your disciples. But Jesus answered and said, I tell you, if these become silent, the stones will cry out. When they approached Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it. Hallelujah. That is the story here, according to Jesus, who said he needed a colt. Tonight, wherever you are the colt. You might be the tied donkey, but Jesus says that he is going to untie you. There is no situation that is too hard for him. Any situation that looks tied up, any financial situation that looks tied up, any marriage situation that looks tied up, anything, your destiny being tied up, your talent being tied up, your potential being tied up from your classmates, from your neighborhood, people not looking at you, thinking that you are nobody, but today you are the choice of God. You are a chosen generation. God wants to use you. Jesus wants to untie you. And are you ready tonight? Are you ready today? Are you ready to submit and offer your life to Christ as a sovereign God, as your Lord and personal Savior, and he can release you? There is no other who can save you. There is no salvation in any name. There is no salvation given unto men. No salvation in any name apart from the name Jesus. In heaven and on earth, it's been tried and tested. He is holy. He is the only one who can untie your situation and release your destiny. There must be a destiny release tonight on the people who are hearing me on this radio station, Blog Talk Radio. And this is Daughter of Zion. I plead and I declare that you regain your sight, you regain your vision, you regain your dream, because Jesus is saying so. He says he will untie you. He is in need of you. He says we should come and tell you that he is going to use you. He is going to uplift you higher above your enemies. People might have looked down on you. Maybe you are being the Rabasaya Makaya. Your family do not respect you. Many are looking down on you. But today you are going to be recognized. You are going to be recognized. Recognized among the few. You are the choices of God. He says that he is the one who can break the bondage, ancestral curse, family curse, anything that is upon you that looks like generational. Lord Jesus wants to untie it. He wants to release you. They tied your dreams. They saw the star on you when you were born. So they decided to tie it up and lock it. But there's only one person who can take it out. If the Lord does not relieve your destiny onto your hands, no one can tie or lock your destiny. Today Jesus says, I am untying you. The tie donkey untied. The tie donkey untied. Are you the tie donkey? Jesus wants to untie you. In the name of Jesus, your life looks like a tie donkey with no one sees any use of you. Today, by the power of the name Jesus, may you be recognized in the name of Jesus. May that chains around you be broken loose in Jesus' name. May every hell fire, every chains of the enemy upon you, entanglement of the devil upon your life, upon your situation, upon your marriage, in your finance, be broken loose. Satan, lose your hold upon the children of God. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. In that Abasaya, you are going to be a breaking news in your family. Those who thought that you are nobody, those who thought that you'll be dying in the next day, in the next minute, those who thought that your dreams will go to the grave by the authority of Jesus Christ, he says he is releasing you. He will release you so that all men shall see and glorify his name. They will put coat on the floor for you to step on. This coat or the palm branches represent the red carpet in our day. Kings and queens shall worship you. They will honor you. They will listen to your wisdom. You are the one who nobody thought you could be anything, but by the power and the authority of Jesus given to us, we declare that you are a royal priesthood. Join him with Jesus Christ. I command every entanglement, every yoke, every curse, everything that is not of God upon your life be broken. May the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ by the power of the cross and the blood that shook the earth stumble the tomb, the blood that death could not swallow because this blood was unswallowable. Death could not hold the blood that caused stones and smashed and make darkness appear as he shut his life. As he said, it is finished. Today, Jesus says, every situation in your life, every problem, it is finished. It is over. It is over. It is over. Unless the Lord deliver your life to your enemies, they can try tying you down. But to him who be the glory who is on our side, who is your Lord, who is the only light, the eternal glory to all mankind, to them that believe, he is ready to untie you. The blood that raised Lazarus, the blood that raised prophets, may this blood raise you, enlighten any dark situation in your life. This Jesus was afflicted so that you will be untied. Today, Jesus has died that you will be untied so that you be the Hasaindaya. He will use you as you use Paul. You may not be recognized. You may be the bad person in the world. You may be whoever they think you are. You may be the dumb person they think you are. But today I have a word for you. According to Luke chapter 19, verse 29, to the end, you people, your enemies are going to grow palm branches on the floor for you to walk on because you are the donkey for Jesus to ride on. He is ready to come into your heart. He is ready to come and take control and be the winner and be the leader of your life. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? If you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you only see the cross as the only solution to your problem, then you will be untied. You will be untied. That bondage, that thing that you think you cannot do, that marriage that is failing, that relationship that is failing, that finance, that situation, everything, there is nothing too hard for the Lord to do. He says, is there anything too hard for me? He is the way, the truth, and the life. If any man wants to come to the Father, he has to pass through him. He is the vine, and you are the vine branches. If you abide in him and he abides in you, then you will prosper. because without him you can do nothing. Without Jesus you can do nothing. Today he says you are the tie donkey. He wants to untie you. He wants to untie you. He wants to release and free you. He has redeemed you. But still, a lot of people are still walking in bondages and shackles. Yes, we have shackles on our legs. We can't do anything. You are about to hit, and then you feel like you've been pulled back 10 times. But today, if you give your life to Jesus, that shackles will be broken loose, that you can walk again. By the power of the name Jesus, rise up and walk. You will walk again. You will rise up again. You will be untied, because there is no power that supersedes the power of Jesus Christ. There is no power given to men apart from the name Jesus. Therefore, by the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, may every yoke, every entanglement, every shackles be broken loose over your life in the name of Jesus. People who are sitting in spiritual places, dark places, enchanting against your life, destiny alterators, or trying to alter your life, this Jesus whom they crucified says he is ready to untie you. He has taken the keys of death. What therefore, what is it that you, he cannot do? He will do it if you offer your life to him. There is a condition. If you give your life to him, if you look at the cross and know that, yes, a man gave up his life for you, Darabasuya, a friend who sticks closer than a brother, through his loving kindness, he gave up for you. He said, it is finished on the cross. But the devil who is here on earth with us has been using and working so many ways against the children of God. Tonight, wherever you are, daughter of Zion, we are bringing you this word, that Jesus is ready to untie you. He is untying that tied destiny. You are so great, you can do more. You are so great, you can be the one who brings ideas to the government. You can be the one who brings, whose inventions are going to be recognized. Just offer your heart to God, and he will bring you out. He will bring you out, and that is the untying point of your life. This is on time point of your life. He will untie you so that you'll be released from spiritual network, from spiritual shackles, from poverty. He will release you from torture. He will release you. He will untie you. That is what he says. He says he will favor you and his grace will be sufficient to carry you. Are you ready for this, Jesus? Father, have mercy upon your people. Have mercy upon us. Grant us forgiveness of sins. We confess our sins, O Lord. Whatever you may be true, whatever sin we might think you are, he is merciful and gracious to forgive your sins. He is gracious to take you back. He's a father who loves his children. He's not a father who kills. He loves you so much. He says, I love you so much. I gave my son to you. I gave my son to you. He gave his son to you that when you mention his name, you'll be saved. That my son, Jesus, he came to take your sins. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Lord, Holy One in Israel, the Lamb of God who is holy, who pleased the Father. And so when you pray and ask Jesus to come in, he will plead on your behalf and he will grant all your heart desire. He will release you. He has the keys. He has the keys to the Abbasantaidea. He has the keys to the grave. He has the creator Mahasuntainayaba. He has the keys. He has the keys. He has the keys. He has the keys. He andarabasukaya. Are you ready to let this man come in? Come in and release you and untie you. Every imprisonment that the devil thinks he has imprisoned you today, may it be broken. May the chains be broken. May the shackles be broken that you can walk. That you can walk. You will rise again. You will rise again. They thought they have finished you, but you will rise again. You will rise again 30 times. You will rise again multiples. Jesus.
rain. Oh, oh, your rain. Let it fall on me. Weary in your presence. Let it rain. Oh, your rain. Let it fall on me. Let it rain, oh, your rain, let it fall on me, open the floodgates in abundance, and cause your rain to fall on me, Baba, open the floodgates. And call your rain to follow me. Oh, 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 hey, hey, somebody help me sing it.
Baba, we're in your presence. Let it rain.
Let it fall on me.
In the floodgates of heaven, Lord, and let it rain on your people. Let it rain, let it rain. Today you are untied. You are untied from all your situation, from every stress or depression. They have no power over you because you are born of God. Because you say you love Jesus, he will untie you. You are untied. You used to be the tied donkey, but today, by revelation knowledge, we declare you untied. You are untied in the name of Jesus. You are untied. Jesus says again, he told them, go to the village ahead of you. As you enter, you'll find a tied colt on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you are untying it, you shall say, the Lord is in need of it. Hallelujah. The Lord is in need of you. That's why he has untied you. By the power and in the name of Jesus, you are untied. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, everything that is in your life that is looking like standstill, it is the tied donkey. I'll declare it untied in the name of Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost and the word of God tells me that everything that I declare on earth shall be established in heaven. Therefore, I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, every shackles in your life, be untied, be broken loose. Satan, lose your hold upon the people of God. Stop confusing people. Stop confusing the children of God. You cannot win. You were in prison. You were defeated 2,000 years plus ago. The keys is in Jesus Christ. The key. He is holding the key. Jesus is our Lord. He is our Lord. He is our light. He shineth. He shineth, and you have nowhere than to flee. Flee from the children of God. Leave our life alone. But we will do well. We will prosper. We will thrive. No matter what you do, we will thrive. We will not listen to your second voice, your voice of depression, your voice of accusation. We will not listen to you, but we are the children of the Lord, the living God who has untied us. We are released. Our destiny has been released unto us by the blood of Jesus. May your destiny be released to you tonight. Every situation, every problem, everything, joblessness, that is, it's all part of the tied donkey. Something that is tied has no function. It loses its function. But today, because the Lord doesn't want you to lose your function as his child, he says he will untie you. His word says he needs you. He's in need of you. The Lord is in need of you. He's in need of you to use you. Allow the Lord to come in. He is knocking. If anyone should open their heart, if anyone should open the door, then he will come in and dine with them. This night, daughter of Zion, we are preaching the word to you. That are you ready to open up to the Lord so that he will come in and break the chains around you? He will come you in, and just by one touch, everything, every disease will be healed. He will come in so that that cancer will be gone. In the healer, the blood that touched the ground and make earthquake, and make the ground shake, and make the skies and lightning strike. He was afflicted for you and I. He was afflicted for our peace. He died that we may live. Are you ready to serve him rightly, to allow him to come in and be the leader? Yes, do not take your eyes off Jesus, because if you do, you might end up in disgrace or going backwards 10 times. Do not focus on him. Look through the cross and the blood, the saving grace will come upon you. He is ready. He is still doing what he did yesterday. He did it for Sarah and Hannah. He grant grace. He grant grace. He gives favor. He gives favor. Your knowledge cannot save you. Your degrees cannot save you, but it is favor. It is all favor, favor of the Lord. When it is upon you, let the favor of the Lord visit you. Let the hand of God walk with you. Let God arise on your side. Allow him so that he will take all your problems. He will take your cross so that you can wear the crown. You are the crown prince. You are joined here with Jesus. You are in the kingdom of God with the power mandate. Kingdom mandate. I pray for you tonight in the name of Jesus that you are blessed. You are untied. I declare it so. I declare it by the power of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare it as a daughter of Zion, as a child of God. In the name of Jesus. I have found no light but speaking the word of God.
I thank you, Holy Ghost. I thank you for the life of my listeners. Wherever you are, may the Lord touch you. May God bless you. May He increase you. May He protect you, O God. Lord, be merciful. Be merciful upon your people, O God. Be merciful, O Lord Jesus. Be merciful. And this has been Rosa Bia, daughter of Zion. We will meet again sometime. May God be with you. May the grace of God be abundant in your life. May His grace be sufficient in your going out and your coming in. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. May the blood of Jesus be a covering and hide you under the wings of God, that your enemies may never locate you. I break every yoke against your life, every chains, every problem, everything that looks tied up. I declare it untied in the name of Jesus. I declare it untied with the blood of Jesus. I declare it wiped off with the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name. I plead the blood to cleanse every yoke, every curse, everywhere your name is written for failure. May the blood cleanse it, nullify it in the name of Jesus. I cancel your debt with the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood over your family, your children, your going out and your coming in. As far as the basata in the higher, as the heavens are above the earth, so may death be far, far, far from you and your family. Ye hatu antara basikinaya. May the blood plead for you. May the blood rebuke your enemies for you. May the blood speak for you. May the blood go before you and make your way level. For He has abasai. For the word of God is true. This is what He says. He said He will make a way where there is no way. He will walk with you. He will go before you. Let His angels go before you and make your way straight and level. He'll put you on a level ground and a higher ground. That is where He will put you. That is your portion. Because you serve the God of prosperity, the God of goodness, the God of favor, the God, the living God, the God who shineth, the God who have the keys to your life. May the key of God touch your heart tonight. May you be untied in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. Once again, you are blessed.
Thanks for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with His goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to Him.